If you have any questions for Dr. Rustad, just log on to his website, rustaddermatology.com, and click the Contact Us link.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Get ready for some fantastic basketball. No. We're talking volleyball. We're in the sub-district. C2-8 at Donovan Trumbull, a beautiful Donovan Trumbull Gymnasium for tonight's doubleheader coming your way. Our first match of the evening for high school volleyball will feature the number one seeded Sutton Phillies taking on the Blue Hill Bobcats. The Bobcats come to us courtesy of a win last night against Superior. The Bobcats come into the contest at the number four seed, and we saw them earlier in the year and watched them come from the four seed to actually win, so do not discount the Bobcats. They are a solid ball club against these Sutton Phillies. The second game of our doubleheader will be Thayer Central, who is the number three seed, taking on the number two seed in Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek has a great ball club, and this is a great matchup. This is probably one of the best matchups that we've had during the year. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hervanek with you. It's been a while since I've had someone sit next to me, Tyson, so yeah. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, we're not quite out of the fall sports season yet, Rob, as we're into the sub-district playoffs, and certainly going to be a playoff atmosphere here tonight. And just in this very first matchup between Sutton and Blue Hill, we're going to see power on power. And that's something that's always a very exciting match for the fans. You look at the Sutton varsity girls so far this season, four players with over 100 kills, Vanessa Van Kirk at 116, Jessica Osterhaus at 120. They've got Claire Bergen with 169, and then Jamie Van Kirk has 160 kills. So four players, like I said, with over 160 kills. Team has 700 kills on the season for the Sutton Phillies.
So the stage is set. We've got a great ball game coming up here in a little less than 10 minutes. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with your Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Stay with us. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School, home of the C2-8 sub-district volleyball playoffs. Fantastic matchup tonight. We're going to get things started here in just a little bit. A little quick start for us. The Sutton Phillies taking on the Blue Hill Bobcats. Sutton comes to us with a 22-3 record. They are ranked number one in C2. They are a solid club. We caught them earlier in the year. Actually, Sutton, we did not get a chance to. They have only known three defeats this year, and they came against top-ranked teams. They lost to Tri-County in the first part of October. They lost to Sandy Creek in the first part of October, and they lost to Wood River up in C1 in the first part of October as well. Combined, those teams have but 16 losses and 64 wins. So 64 and 16, not a bad record to go against, but they lost some tough ones. Ran the gamut on everyone else. They'd beaten Tri-County previously. And just an absolutely fantastic team, the Sutton Phillies are, 22-3. Sutton comes under the head coach of Chris Erickson, who's done a fantastic job for the Phillies. Now, on the other side of the net will be the Blue Hill Bobcats. They come in 19-9, winners of their last nine matches. That started back in mid-October in the triangular that we called with them, the Twin Valley Conference. They ran the table there. They started from their 4 seed. They do the same thing again tonight, so expect some solid hitting. They've got a host of players, Tyson, that just step up and know how to play the game. I expect a great matchup here tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And one of those key players that we've been always looking forward to come out and see is Desi Kominger. Last night in their matchup against Superior, she really led the way and putting up 20 kills last night. She had 19 gigs, so a big night for Desi Kominger last night, and we expect to see the same from her tonight.
Yeah, she is definitely a hard-hitting player. Desi Kominger, 5'7", a senior from the outside. Boy, she can put some speed on that ball and got a little zip back there and a lot of movement, very deceptive player, very, very hard hitter. Sutton's top girls come to us. Boy, I mean, talk about looking at some fantastic stats here. Claire Bergen, they're a strong middle hitter, 169 kills on the year so far, and she's followed very closely by Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk is one of those girls on the outside that has the speed, has the intelligence, and for lack of a better term, the coordination that she can put that, she's going to put some hurt on that ball tonight. She has got an arm on her that she can really bring some serious heat to that ball. Jessica Osterhaus in the middle, also 120 kills on the season so far. Just some fantastic, and a setter by the name of Corey Amon, who can put the ball right where their outside needs to hit it. Great middle attack as well for Sutton.
And Rob, one of the scary things about these Sutton Phillies is those four players that you mentioned, all juniors this season.
Yeah, so Sutton's going to be around for a while and certainly looking very solid. We're going to take another break. We'll come back. We'll kind of break it down and we'll see how we're going. We've got about 5 minutes before first serve. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
The Superheroes of Service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunications products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for ultra-clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull, Rob Austin, Tyson Hrbanek. All set and excited for a great matchup in C2 Sub-District Championships. Our first matchup of the night, Sutton and Blue Hill warming up, getting ready to get started. And Tyson, you were telling us about some key matchups tonight.
Yeah, I think the key matchups are really going to be on the outside hitters and like you said, those power hitters, and especially with Desi Kilmutcher, like we said earlier, and then Jamie Van Kirk and Claire Bergen as well. This should just be a fun matchup to watch because it's two teams of very similar styles. They like to get that ball to the outside, and they like to hammer it home. So I'm just looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be coming down to the defensive side of the ball, who's going to be digging, who's going to be hustling, and who's going to be getting the ball back in play and over to the other side of the net.
Exactly. Now, we mentioned earlier Blue Hill beat Superior last night in 4 sets to advance to play Sutton. It's not the first time Blue Hill has come from the bottom of a bracket to get into the semifinals, but a lot is at stake here in these sub-districts. If you're not familiar with the way high school volleyball works, it's pretty much a one-and-you're-done kind of thing. Sutton clearly in the driver's seat over on the south side of the bracket. Sandy Creek in the driver's seat as well. Both those squads have some solid records and will likely, even if they lose, will likely get at least a shot at a wild card. They're going to take the top eight,
I believe. Yeah,
teams.
I believe it's the top eight or the top six teams.
Top six, and then they extend into wild card.
Yeah, and this is that time of year, Rob. It just gets exciting around high school sports this time of year because a lot of players and coaches are looking to see what happened in the other sub-districts, whether those top seeds fell, how good their wild card shots are looking at this point. So this is just an exciting time to be watching some volleyball.
It is, because a lot of it is out of your control, but you kind of create your own destiny, and that just shows the importance of playing quality teams in that in the regular season to get the points to get up there, because of course the NSAA has everything on a point system, where if you play a top team you get a good 50 points, and if you don't, you're going to be dropped down to 38 or depending on how that team does throughout the year. So it means a lot to get there and to get these seeds, and this is why these sub districts are so important. The district finals for the team that wins this, they'll get an automatic bid to the district finals at a site that will be determined. That match will be played on this Friday. So we'll talk more about that later. However, do not discount the wild card, because this is a pretty contested sub-district, and certainly a lot of variables in the picture. Again, we'll know more after tonight, and we'll certainly know more after Friday, because the road leads to Lincoln. The last year that the volleyball state championships for high school will be played in Lincoln, and the C2 matches are going to be played on the 12th of November. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if I'm correct in my dates, and I think so. This seed in C2 is going to be played at Lincoln North Star, so that much we know. Obviously, theoretically, someone from these matchups is going to be in Lincoln, barring upsets and all that. But, again, anything can happen. Still a little premature, so right. That's the way it goes. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups for you. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet Pregame Show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only, GM-certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet. We're back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 at PLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specialize in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School and beautiful gymnasium here at Donovan Trumbull. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. Time now for our New Tech Seed starting lineup, brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, starting things off will be Markie Coffey on the outside. Markie Coffey is a 5'5 junior. She is the outside hitter. Desi Komacher on the other side. Desi Komacher is a 5'7 senior. On the inside in the middle will be Alyssa Willicott. Alyssa Willicott is a 5'11 senior. And on the other backcourt in the middle will be Jordan Atwater. Jordan is a 5'8 sophomore, very solid player for the Bobcats. On the right side will be Maggie Coffey. Maggie Coffey can put together some great serves. She is a 5'5 junior, and the center for Blue Hill is Madison Coffey. Madison Coffey is a 5'9 senior. For the Sutton Phillies, solid effort on the outside. Amanda Will now is a 5'6 senior. On the other side, Jamie Van Kirk. She is a 5'9 junior. In the middle will be Jessica Osterhaus. She's a 6-foot sophomore. And alongside her in the back row will be Claire Bergen. Bergen is a 5'10 sophomore. And then on the right side is going to be Vanessa Van Kirk. She is a 5'10 junior. Great basketball player, Vanessa Van Kirk, by the way, playing on the right side for the Sutton Phillies tonight. Their center is Corey Amon, and she is a 5'7 junior. That's your starting lineup from the Sutton for the Sutton Phillies. Again, their head coach, Chris Erickson, the head coach for the Blue Hill Bobcats, Cindy Steinkruger. That's your starting lineups. Thanks to Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And that'll wrap things up on our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. Time to get down to business. This is what we came here for. Blue Hill wearing their blue uniforms, all blue with a white stripe. The Phillies are in their red tops and black shorts, and it looks like the Phillies will be all set to serve, and we'll see if that is the case. Yes, that is the case. Well, Phillies lining up on defense to serve will be for the Bobcats, Madison Coffey. Madison Coffey will get things started. Coffey, 5'9 senior, lines up on the right side. Referees are making sure everybody's in rotation. Libero comes in for the Bobcats. That's Kristen Komacher. She'll take her spot in the back row. Three back deep for the Phillies. We're underway. First serve, clears the net. Diving effort for the Sutton Phillies to get things going. Big shot on the right side, loading up, but then dinking it over with Jamie Van Kirk on the right side. The Bobcats watching the Phillies go into the net. Blue Hill up on top, 1-0. Second service coming from Madison Coffey. She dropped one in right in the middle of the last time. This one drops into almost the same place. Diving effort. Phillies lucky to get it over. Reloading now for the attack in the middle are the Bobcats. Phillies dump it over. Free ball. Bobcats from the back row. Hard shot. Fielded cleanly by Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk now attacks from the left side. Diving effort from the libero goes to the court. Sutton on the board. Tied up at one in the first set. A lot of energy in this gymnasium in the first set. Back to serve for the Phillies. Corey Amon, a 5'7 junior. Jump serve. Gets it across. Fails out of bounds. Too much curve on it. Bobcats reclaim the lead, 2-1. Back to serve will be Markie Coffey, a 5'5 junior. She'll line up on the left third of the back line for the Bobcats. Sends it over. Knuckleballer fielded by the Phillies. Set goes up from Corey Amon. Hard shot down to the left side by Vanessa Van Kirk. Sails out of bounds. Bobcats up by two. Good crowd from Sutton in the field tonight in the stadium, or in the gym, if you will. Service comes over for the Bobcats in the middle. Tapped over, batted right back by the Bobcats in that middle. Great job by Alyssa Willicott to keep the ball alive for the Bobcats. Shot loaded up on the right side. Maggie Coffey pounds it, but it goes out of bounds. Sutton back in it, down by one, 3-2 in the first set. Jamie Van Kirk to serve for Sutton. Shot is up, fielded cleanly. Bobcats load up, free ball for the Phillies. Amonstein lines it over. Hard shot by Vanessa Van Kirk goes no good. Phillies load up one more time. Attack on the left side. Into the blockers. The Bobcats get it to drop. In Sutton territory, they stretch their lead to 2-4-2. Bobcats on top. Kristen Komacher, the libero, will handle service for Blue Hill. Komacher lets it go. It's picked up. Amon sends it over to the left side. Attack. Solid shot right on the line. It called in. Good shot, good read. Amanda Wilnow comes up big on the left side to bring it home. Service will go to Jessica Osterhaus. Osterhaus will line up on the right side. Sends it over in a hurry. It's deep, picked up by the libero. Kristen Komacher handles it now. Free ball over for the Bobcats. Sutton lets it drift out of bounds. Point will go to the Phillies. We're tied at 4. Just as we expected, solid action. Osterhaus one more time to serve for Sutton. Lines up, pops it over. It's a short one. Fielded, but knocked out of bounds. Madison Coffey made a good dig, but the shot carried out of bounds. Sutton claims their first lead of the contest tonight. 6-foot Osterhaus lines it over. Picked up this time by the Bobcats. In the middle, hard shot. Covered nicely by Desi Komacher. Phillies push it over, loading up now on the left side by the Bobcats. Great diving effort by Jessica Osterhaus. Now it's the Bobcats rallying. They'll send over the free ball. Phillies push it up, working the right side. Shot goes down. Too much on it from Vanessa Van Kirk. Ball sails out of bounds. Bobcats tie it up at 5. Maggie Coffey, the 5'5 junior, serves for Blue Hill. Amon. Hard shot in the middle. Claire Bergen wasted little time to drive that home. Boy, did she just put some hit on that. She didn't climb. She didn't jump very high for it, but boy, when she got a hold of it, that ball found the court in a hurry. 6-5, Sutton on top. Vanessa Van Kirk steps up, drives it over, picked up by the libero, right at the net. Perfect set for Sutton. Claire Bergen feeds on it, drives it home. Phillies now up by 2. Vanessa Van Kirk, the junior, shot goes over and off the net, out of bounds. Bobcats catch a break. Within one now, 7-6 to serve. Desi Komacher. Desi winds up, pops it over. Hard dropping sinker ball fielded by the Phillies. Hard shot down the right side. Big kill, Claire Bergen. Winds up hard, drives that one home, gets the point and the service back for Sutton, up by 2-8-6. Service from Amanda Wilnow, covered by Kristen Komacher on the right side, pushed up and over by Jordan Atwater of the Bobcats. Attack on the left side from Jordan is covered by the Bobcats. One more time, loading up. Sutton hammered, shot covered from Claire Bergen. Desi Komacher gets the roll off the net and gets the shot and the point for the Bobcats. We've got the lead to 1 now, 8-7, Sutton leading. Service comes over from Jordan Atwater. Atwater's return barely clears. Sutton almost got a free shot at that one on the left side. Almost through the block. Hard effort by Jamie Van Kirk, but that wall of Bobcats brings it to a quick stop. Blue Hill loads up in the middle. Hard shot. This time it's the Phillies who get it going at the net. Big block by Claire Bergen. And it's the Phillies trying to unload. The Bobcats come up. That wall on that right side, Madison Coffey and Alyssa Willicott doing it up for the Bobcats. The ball knocked down out of bounds. Bobcats tied up at 8. We're in the first set. Sub-district championship on the line. Service out of bounds. Sutton will take over. It'll be Claire Bergen, the 5'10 junior, with a big, powerful jump serve just off the net. Going to get a carry called on Alyssa Willicott as the ball skimmed off the net from the hard serve off the hand of Claire Bergen. Bergen loads up one more time. It's a 4-point Sutton lead. Knuckleball comes over, picked up nicely by Desi Komacher. They'll dump it over. It'll be a free ball for Sutton as they're going to attack on the left side. Hard shot blocked at the wall. Going up for it was Jamie Van Kirk, but the point will go to the Bobcats. Got the lead now to 1-10-9. Madison Coffey sends it over, fielded by Bergen on the right side. Hard shot down for the point. Jessica Osterhaus poised, put it right in the spot. No one's standing in, and gets the point in the service back for Sutton. They're up by 2, 11-9. Corey Amon, jump serve, lets it fly into the net. It goes. Bobcats get it back. Cut the lead again. So one. Blue Hill will send Markey Coffey to the line. Stoppage of play as they inspect the net. The left side of the foul pole, if you will. I don't know what to call it.
Goal post, foul pole.
Goal post, whatever. Yeah, the thing on the side that tells the officials that the ball's in or out over the net had fallen down, and they're doing an on-court repair. Pretty much as we expected, though, back and forth action. I mean, just no one able to really establish a rally. Very fine play at the net. I'm very impressed with blockers on both sides. That wall that comes up is very tough to penetrate, and both squads looking to work that swing into action to try to get that angle, to drop that ball through, to find that way to the court. So far, Sutton, Claire Bergen, very impressive play as she's able to get set and drive that ball home.
Yeah, Bergen's already picked up 3 kills in the match, and then on the other side for Blue Hill, it's been Alyssa Willicott at the net, which has been impressive to me. 2 blocks and very key points where Sutton really could have pulled away in this matchup. She steps up with a big block, and Blue Hill's right back in the ball.
And they're keeping it nice and close. We're going to get back to play now, waiting the go-ahead for the service from Markey Coffey. Blue Hill down by 1, 11-10. There's the whistle, and we're back in action. Off the net, diving effort. Sutton able to cover. In the middle, off the block, Willicott is there. Komacher on the left side, taps it over, blocked down by the Phillies' front line. Hard shot, she had all kinds of time. Jessica Osterhaus waited for that set and waited for that opportunity. Blockers for the Bobcats slightly out of position, and Osterhaus saw it, got the angle, and it's a 2-point lead for Sutton. Jamie Van Kirk looks to stretch it. She'll step up, drive it across. Hard serve. Covered nicely by the Bobcats. Battle at the net right now. Osterhaus went up. Bobcats send up a wall, but Vanessa Van Kirk's going to get the roll and get the point for Sutton. They're up by 3, their largest lead of the night. Van Kirk works the right side. She walks into it, steps it across. Kristen Komacher makes the save. It'll be a free ball. Desi Komacher was able to get across barely for the Bobcats. Into the net goes Corey Amon, and the Bobcats will pick up the point down by 2. Kristen Komacher, the 5'4 senior libero, will handle service for Blue Hill. Her shot goes over. Tough play. It went off the side of the hands of Amanda Wilnow. And into the crowd, Bobcats will get the point down now by 1. They trailed by 3 and now have battled their way back one more time. The Bobcats just absolutely do not go away. Off the net, on the service. Over the net is called on Jordan Atwater. Atwater stepped up and just a little bit prematurely smacked it down. Phillies now on top by 2, 14-12. We're in the first set. Hard shot, 8 service from Jessica Osterhaus. That ball just dropped right at the end, and the Bobcats couldn't play it. Well put by Jessica Osterhaus. It's now a 3-point lead again for the Phillies. Bobcats work in the middle. Hard shot, and bringing it down home, Desi Komacher shows you she's got that explosive power because she didn't bring her hand back far, but just muscled that ball to the ground. That's a quick kill for Desi Komacher. Service underway for the Bobcats. Battle at the net. 15-13 is our score. Sutton on top. Phillies working to the left side. Hard shot by Amanda Wilnow, covered by the Bobcats. Desi Komacher's got her groove. Komacher comes up big on the left side and drives it down. She's got an alley. She's got the angle. We've got a timeout for Sutton. 15-14, Phillies on top. We'll take a quick break, come back with more volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Bob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you at the sub-district in Donovan Trumbull. It's the Sutton Phillies on top of the Blue Hill Bobcats, 15-14 in the first set. Phillies unable to keep that rally going, and I'm sure that's exactly what Chris Erickson wanted to talk about for Sutton. Blue Hill with the service at the hands of Maggie Coffey. Coffey gets us back underway. Aiden Nick's shot misplayed by Sutton, and the Bobcats have tied it up at 15. Every time Sutton gets a little bit of a lead, the Bobcats manage to battle their way back. Amon sends it across. Hard shot through the block. Claire Bergen drives that one right into the heart of that Bobcat line and gets it to drop. Phillies regain the lead, 16-15. Service from Vanessa Van Kirk. Ace serve. Hard shot. Unable to be played by the Bobcats. Two of the Blue Hill players closed in on each other, and it was just a well-placed shot. Two-point lead now for Sutton, trying to stretch it to three. Bobcats attack in the middle. Hard shot. Desi Kobacher gets it to go almost off the ceiling. Amon covers it, sets on the back row to Jamie Van Kirk. Her shot's going to sail out of bounds, and the Bobcats cut it to one. One more time, 17-16. Desi Kobacher to serve for Blue Hill. Hard shot, lined up. Right over, well played at the net by both sides, batted back and forth. Amon one more time goes to Kristen Kobacher on the right side. Hard shot cuts the angle from Madison Coffey, played by the Phillies. And then on the right side, Claire Bergen comes up. And Mono Imano gets the roll, gets the point, and Sutton has stretched their lead now to 2, 18-16. Amanda will now handles the service. She'll drop one in short. Kristen Kobacher there to cover for the Bobcats. Desi Kobacher, hard shot just outside. Too deep. And it's a three-point lead again for the Phillies. Amanda will now drives one over. Desi Kobacher goes down to the floor. She almost needed a shovel to get that dig. It'll be a free ball. Sutton attacked on the left side, right in the middle, goes nowhere, well played. Jamie Van Kirk of Sutton found the spot, made the touch on it, and got a break. We got a Blue Hill timeout, 20-16. We'll be back with more volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Will Bobcats down by four. It's the biggest lead for Sutton on the night. Sutton puts their 22-3 record on the line, and the Bobcats are going to have to battle to stay in this. Coach Sidney Steinkruger sends the Bobcats back out on the court. Sutton ready to pick things up. Amanda will now to serve. Bobcats go three deep. Hard shot. It's deep, picked up by Kristen Kobacher. On the left side, going to be bumped over by Marky Coffey. Pushed over and in the right spot. Well read by Corey Amon, the setter for Sutton to get the point. It's a five-point Philly lead late here in the first set, 21-16. Good service by Amanda Wilnow. Creates some misplays at the net. Back to Kobacher. Desi Kobacher lets it fly. Covered nicely by Jessica Osterhout. And then at the net, Claire Bergen again. Steps up, makes the point for Sutton. It's a six-point Sutton Philly lead. Hard shot played nicely by Marky Coffey for the return. Desi Kobacher works the right side. Check that. Jordan Atwater on the right side. It's going to sail out of bounds. Blue Hill wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 23-16 is our score. Sutton on top. We'll be right back. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Phillies on a six-point run. Claire Berg and six kills. Coincidence? I think not. Back to action now. Hard shot from Amanda Will now. Desi Kobacher at the net, or from the back row, sends a shot that's blocked by Claire Bergen. Sutton now attacks with Bergen in the middle. She tips it over, but she's into the net. No, the Bobcats are into the net. Sutton with set point, 24-16. Sutton Philly crowd on their feet. Service is over. Bobcats on the left side. Gapped over by Bergen. Kobacher works the right side with Coffee. Now into the net. Bobcats. Point goes to the Phillies along with it. Our first set, 25-16. Sutton wins the first one. It's a big one. They'll play the best of five because there's so much on the line. We'll take a quick break. Come back and wrap up this first set in our Allens of Hastings fifth set break. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome to our Allen's mid-set break, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Proud sponsors of our mid-set break. And Tyson Kronik has a breakdown. And you hit it right on the head earlier. Claire Bergen, solid play, clutch play for Sutton when they needed it.
Absolutely. Every time this game was close, every time Blue Hill creeped back into it, it would be Claire Bergen. And I'll bring you back to an example. It's 5-5. Claire Bergen gets two kills. Now Sutton's up 7-5. Then Blue Hill's crawling back into it. Late in the set, Claire Bergen ends up two big kills, and then they end on an 8-point run from Amanda Wilnow at the service line.
Off to a great start on the other side of the net. Desi Kobacher started to get into her groove, got a couple of solid kills, four solid kills for Desi Kobacher, and all of a sudden things started to kind of break away from her. She tried to do a little bit more. I think the Bobcats were kind of pushing. They got back into it, and then as they had things knotted up at around 18, 16, Sutton just started to pull away and started to put rallies together.
And that can do a lot to a team. When a team starts to go up, get a little bit of a rally on you, it messes with the psyche of a team. All of a sudden you're just trying to do too much, and you're not sticking to your game plan. And I think that's what happened to Blue Hill in that first set.
You saw a lot of girls out of position and things like that, so that's something that I'm sure Cindy Steinkruger is going to work out with the Blue Hill Bobcats. They're too solid of a team, looking for their 20th win of the season. Would hate to end it on a note like this, so... We're going to get back to our second set of action. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. We'll be back at the end of this set. We're going to get things underway here. Corey Amon, 5'7 junior, will get things started for Sutton. And set number two, Phillies up by one. It's a hard jump serve just off the net, end of the ground. That's the way to get a rally going. Great way to get a set started. Eighth serve from Corey Amon. Amon, the setter for Sutton, has done a fantastic job. Side steps, jump serve, hard shot. Same spot, same result. Out of bounds on the return. Tough play. Peggy Coffey trying to get a hand on it. She's going to step back up, and they'll slide Desi Kobacher over to adjust for it. And we'll see if Corey Annan makes the adjustment as well. Side step, jump serve over the net. Works with Kristen Kolmacher. This time she's there to handle it. The return from the Bobcats, and this time Bergen couldn't handle it. And it's out of bounds. Bobcats get the serve back down by one. 2-1 is our score in the second set. Madison Coffey lets it fly. Diving effort saves it for Sutton. Hard shot working the right side. Jamie Van Kirk gets the pop, gets it to drop, and it's a two-point lead for Sutton. Back to serve will be Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk, another one of those solid basketball players. I just remember the basketball team from Sutton. They did such a great job. But they're doing it up in volleyball now as Jamie Van Kirk gets the ace. Could not be played off Desi Kolmacher. It's a very hard shirt. Serve. She hits a very heavy ball. Jamie Van Kirk steps up, drives it over. It's another hard shot. Kristen Kolmacher handles this one. Bobcats work the middle. Nice attack. Down it goes. Allison Willicott off the block. Gets it to go. And that's just brute force that got that ball through. Bobcats cut the lead in half. It's 4-2. Back to serve. Marky Coffey lets it fly. Covered nicely by Amanda Wilnau. Wilnau makes the bump over. It's going to drop. Good read. Amanda Wilnau wanted to go with a hard shot across the net, but instead opted for the placement of it and got it to go exactly where she wanted. Solid play for Sutton now, up by 3, 5-2. Aaron serve from Osterhaus brings an end to the rally. Bobcats now down by 2. Kristen Kolmacher, the libero, to serve. On the right side, her shot barely clears the net. Diving effort, Philly somehow managed to save it. That ball was off the net. Blocked by Sutton. Bobcats are going to pick up the point, but boy, Sutton did not want to let that point go.
That was an incredible play. She swung at it, missed, swung at it again with the other hand, and somehow put it over the net.
Good play. Back underway, 5-4. Sutton still on top. Hard shot, well played by Marky Coffey. Attack on the left side, cuts the line on the net. Good effort. I think that was Desi Kolmacher that put the heat on it, got the angle, got it to drop. We're tied up at 5. Bobcats battling back. Kristen Kolmacher down 1-0. Let this one sail. Out of bounds it goes. Phillies will pick up the service and a one-point lead to go with it. They'll send Vanessa Van Kirk back to the line. Vanessa winds up, pops this one over. Covered by the Bobcats. Pushed over, middle attack. Now Desi Kolmacher gets it to go. Phillies into the net. Bobcats get the point. We're tied at 6. Maggie Coffey to serve one more time. She'll go to the middle. Stands, pops it over. Works the right side in the back row. Vanessa Van Kirk to handle. Big attack on the left side. Amanda Will now gets it to go. And without much vertical leap, just put that ball deep into the back row of the Bobcats and gets the point at the 1 point. Sutton lead. Back to serve. Amanda Will now. Service into the net. And that's two rare miscues on the service from the Sutton Phillies. And we're tied at 7. One more time. Desi Kolmacher will come to the line. Her shot into the net. Back we go now to the Sutton side. This time it'll be Claire Bergen with the service. She's got a very hard jump serve. Back to the wall she goes. Throws it up. Sends it across. Kristen Kolmacher handles. Set by Maggie Coffey into the net. Brought down by the wall of Sutton. Jessica Osterhaus and Jamie Van Kirk team up to make a nice wall to bring it in. Here's the jump serve. It's a hard one. Picked up by Desi Kolmacher. By Kristen Kolmacher. Hard shot off the block by Amanda Will now, and an answering quickly on the right side, Jessica Osterhaus. She actually has a look of surprise on her face that the ball went exactly where she was going, but Sutton picks up the point. They lead by 3. Bergen serve handled by the Bobcat. Amon works the left side. Block knocked out of bounds. Hard shot. Jamie Van Kirk put it right into the Bobcat line, and it's batted back and out of bounds. Sutton picks up a 4-point lead, 11-7. Another good jump serve, good string going by Claire Bergen. Into the net are the Phillies, and the Bobcats will bring an end to the streak. It's 11-8. 3-point Sutton lead. Bob Castle sends Jordan Atwater. Atwater floats one across. It's picked up by Bergen. Hook shot gets dropped in by Amon. Bobcats are there to cover. Amon and Osterhaus team up to bat it right back down. Sutton gets the point. Services back at the 4-point Sutton-Philly lead. Corey Amon to serve for the Philly. Side step, jump serve, drops in. Picked up nicely, covered by Maggie Coffey. Pushed across by the Bobcats. It's a three ball. On the left side, right in the middle, another good play. Jamie Van Kirk has a good read. She's got to be itching to hit the ball hard, but she sees that opening and just dinks it over and gets the spot. Great shot for Sutton. Up now by five. Corey Amon jumps, toes the line. Bobcats attack left side, pushed over, covered by the Phillies. Amon on the left side, hard shot. Jamie Van Kirk and the Bobcats can do nothing but watch that one sail to the court. Big lead, 6 points for the Phillies. Amon sends it across on the jump serve. Desi Komacher's there to handle on the left side. In and down. Bobcats will bring it into the service. Alyssa Willicott was there for the Bobcats to bat it down and pick up the serve. Down by five. Madison Coffey trying to get the Bobcats back into it. Service just carries the net. Phillies load up on the left side. Good attack. Vanessa Van Kirk had worked her way over. Batted back, knocked down out of bounds. Bobcats will get the point. Phillies had the angle on it, but they just couldn't control it in bounds, and it sailed side out. Sutton, Bobcats. Madison Coffey puts another one together. Trying to bring the Bobcats back. They're down by four here in the second set. Sutton wins the first set, and Jessica Osterhaus made a solid read. Timed her jump perfectly in the middle, brought the ball down, gets the point for the Phillies, who are now again up by five. Hard service. Jamie Van Kirk gets it. Bobcats attack in the middle. Good placement and through the block. Alyssa Willicott hammered that one, got it through somehow, and it drops in the middle. And Blue Hill will pick up the point, cuts the lead now to four. Marky Coffey service is over for Blue Hill. On the right side, back set, picked up nicely. Vanessa Van Kirk had a good touch on it. And now Sutton has a hard play out of bounds on the return. Too much on it from Claire Bergen on the set. And Blue Hill has battled back within three. Marky Coffey to serve for the Bobcats. Floats one over. Picked up by Bergen. Damon on the left side. Hard shot. Knocked out of bounds. Amanda Will now makes the attack. And the Bobcats have now put together a good string. Down by two. Service by Coffey. Bobcats try, or the Phillies try to catch the Bobcats sleeping, but Blue Hill on top of this one. Back row shot from Jamie Van Kirk, and then at the net again, Jessica Osterhaus comes up and over. Osterhaus at 6 foot. Puts the ball down. Sutton gets it back, brings it into the Bobcat comeback. 16-13 is our score. Service from Osterhaus. Attack on the right side off the net. Good play by Atwater, or Willicott, rather. Into the net it goes. Bobcat will bring it into the Sutton serve. And cut the lead to two. 16-14. Sutton still leads, but the Bobcats hanging in there. Kristen Komacher sends it across, covered by Jamie Van Kirk. Attack in the middle goes off the net. Vanessa Van Kirk puts something on it. Shot from the Bobcats. Works the right side, just out of bounds. 17-14. 3-point lead for the Phillies. Vanessa Van Kirk winds up, floats this one across. Spin off the knuckle, and you can tell right away Madison Coffey had something in mind she wanted for that one, and it just spun off her fingers. 4-point lead now for Sutton. Out of bounds on the service. Vanessa Van Kirk tried to cut that angle on the line, couldn't get it for Sutton. Bobcats cut it to three. Sutton on top, one set to nothing. We're in the second set. Phillies up now by four off the shot on the right side by Claire Bergen. Open right side. And Sutton was there to take advantage of it. Stretches the lead to four to serve. Amanda Will now, the 5'6 senior on the right side. Floats this one over. Rainbow's covered by Kristen Kovacher. Bad set. Perfect for Sutton. And Jamie Van Kirk jumps on the air and set and gets the point for Sutton. Now up by 5, 20-15. Hard service covered by Markey Coffey. Now they get the back set. Desi Kovacher goes up. Tries to blast it past Claire Bergen and gets it to spin off her arm. Down the court it goes. Bobcats get the point. Cut the lead to 4, 20-16. Kovacher, Desi, lets it fly off the net. And it just drops right in front of that back row of Sutton. And the Bobcats cut the lead to 3. Timeout. Chris Erickson, Sutton's going to talk about it. 20-17 is our score. We'll be back with more volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunications products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull. Rob Osmond, Dyson Urbanek with you. Bobcats battling back. Sutton then built a pretty good lead here in the second set. Blue Hill keeps battling back. They're down by 3, 20-17. Desi Kovacher trying to pick up right where she left off. Hot rally for Blue Hill. She gets the go-ahead. Steps up. Hard shot. Picked up. Covered nicely by Vanessa Van Kirk. Bergen works the left side. This time Desi Kovacher's there. Off the block, blasted through by the Bobcats. Now Philly's attack on the left side. This one off the net, over the blockers. And the Bobcats were there to cover. Desi Kovacher trying to get something going. Cutting the angle to the left side, just a little too far underneath it. Ball sails out of bounds, 21-17. Sutton gets the service back. They'll send Claire Bergen. And a high jump serve gets it to go, covered by Kristen Kovacher. Set by Maggie Coffey. Desi Kovacher there for the back row, saved by the Phillies. Pushed over, Bobcat. Desi Kovacher from the back row. Covered by the Phillies. Quick pushover right in the middle. This time, the Blue Hill Bobcats are there. Hard shot blast through from Markey Coffey. Diving effort now. Bobcats all over the court. They make the save. Phillies attack on the left side, and it was Jamie Van Kirk with a nice shot. And Desi Kovacher could do very little with it. 22-17 timeout, Blue Hill. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton Philly starting to put a little distance between them and the Bobcats. 22-17 is our score. Bobcats adjust. They've got three back to handle the jump serve from Claire Bergen. We're back underway. Hard shot goes deep. Kristen Kovacher makes the cover. Pushed over by Desi. It's a free ball. Hard shot right in the middle again. Jessica Osterhaus barely left her feet, but at 6 foot, I guess you don't have to. Clears the net, gets the spot, and the Bobcats can't handle it. 23-17. Way out of bounds. Claire Bergen was thinking speed and missed the precision part of it. Bobcats will pick it up. 23-18. Service from Desi Kovacher. Big block by the Bobcats. They get it to stay in. Madison Coffey and Alyssa Willicott got the break off the net. bat it right back down. Bobcats pick it up. Down by four now. Back row shot. Amanda will now get it. Bobcats there to cover. Desi Komacher puts the hammer on it. Covered by Sutton off the net. Good play, but can't do anything with it. Madison Coffey went down and just couldn't quite make it. Set point for Sutton one more time, 24-19. Jump serve. Ace serve. Corey Heyman gets the second set victory for Sutton. 25-19. Phillies up by two. We'll be right back with your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Rob Osmond. Tyson Urbanek with you on the Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens. You get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. And Tyson pointing out that the Sutton Phillies start and right where they started.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You look at the server there. Name eludes me. Corey Heyman. She started it off with two straight ace serves. She ends it with an ace serve. But what I've been noticing out of Sutton, and what's huge in these districts, you know, sub-district playoffs, and a lot of teams come amped up, and when they get up to the line, they just want to smoke the ball. They want to kill the ball. Sutton is looking for the prime real estate. Where is Blue Hill not playing? And they've been playing location volleyball, and it's been paying off for them. Huge.
A couple times you've seen them wind up, getting ready to pound the ball down, and they'll see that opening, and it's like the good quarterback that checks off that primary receiver and goes to the secondary. Even though it's not the big showy flashy, it's getting the points, and the Phillies are putting it together. They're up two sets to nothing. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Good chance for us to tell you that you can catch us not only where you're listening on the dial at 94.5, but online, KLIQFM.com. This game will also be available for podcast for your downloading pleasure very soon. Third set underway, a must-win for the Bobcats, and Sutton off to a quick start. Jessica Osterhaus. She hits that ball so hard and puts it exactly where she's aiming it, and she looks surprised about it. I mean, she's actually blushing now because she did exactly what she set out to do and did it with a point. 1-0. Phillies on top. Heyman with the serve. Bobcats battle right back. Allison Willa, Alyssa Willica right at the net. Drops the hammer, gets it off the block. Ball sails out of bounds. Bobcats tie it up at one. Blue Hill needs to win this. Marky Coffey to serve. Heyman works the right side off the shoulder of Jamie Van Kirk. Phillies managed to play it, and the Bobcats have to scramble. And Sutton thought it was going to go out of bounds. The return floated over a big rainbow. Amanda Will now left it drop, and it's about a foot inside the line. Bobcats get it to serve and the lead, 2-1. Heyman back serve, a towering one. Good timing by Jamie Van Kirk, but the Bobcats were there. Desi Komacher lets one fly. The return goes up to the rafters. It'll be a free ball return from Sutton in the middle. Solid attack, and it's Alyssa Willicott. Tough kill. Boy, she went up for that one. Perfectly timed and gets the point. The Bobcats now up by two. I think that's their largest lead of the match. And they need it here in the third set. Sutton on top, two sets to none. Bobcats trying to get something across. It'll be four hits. They won't be able to get this one over the net. Tough play, angle to angle, and they just couldn't get it over the net. Sutton down by one. We'll send Jamie Van Kirk to the line. She'll step up Hard shot, sails out of bounds, too much curve on it. And it's back to a two-point Bobcat lead. Desi Kolmacher back into the lineup for the Bobcats. Kristen Kolmacher serves it across. Amon on the back serve. Kolmacher tries to get a tip off the line, but she didn't get the block, and the ball sailed out of bounds. Lead now cut to one. Sutton trails 4-3. Jessica Osterhaus steps up, pops this one. Kristen Kolmacher with the save. Desi Kolmacher winds up, and that's a case of trying to do too much with too little. She puts too much on it. Into the net it goes. Just gets a contact. We're tied up at 4. Osterhaus sends it across at the net. Well played. Good read. Megan Coffey was supposed to get the set, but she saw that the set was out of place and went up, touched it over, and the Bobcats get the point. They get the lead. They have the serve, and it's Megan Coffey on the right side. She'll send this one across, covered nicely by Amanda Wilnow. Now the attack on the right side from Sutton. Bobcats there to cover. Desi Kolmacher into the net. Willicott battling at the net. Into the net go the Bobcats. Point goes to Sutton. We're tied at 5 in the third set. Phillies on top. 2-0. Service from Vanessa Van Kirk. Attack on the right side by Desi Kolmacher. Phillies cover it. Send it back in a hurry. Kolmacher gets it going. Quick shot. And it was just reaction from Vanessa Van Kirk, but she couldn't get control on it. Bobcats get it up by 1, 6-5. Desi Kolmacher will serve, hard serve, covers the net. Amon, short set, does a perfect job. Claire Bergen read it well, gets the point, gets the kill. Sutton gets the serve. We're tied at 6. Amanda Wilnow, the 5'6 senior, steps up, holds this one down. Kristen Kolmacher, back set now to Desi Kolmacher, off the basketball rim, played well by the Phillies. I don't know how they managed to keep their eye on that one and follow it. Bobcat sends it across, similar result, except this time the ball bounces off the basketball hoop and straight down, and the Phillies can't handle it. The Bobcats will gladly take the point and the one-point lead and the service. Jordan Atwater, just off the net, well played by Sutton on the left side. Good block, quick effort by Madison Coffey, and it pays off as she wins the battle at the net. Bobcats will stretch it now. They have a two-point lead, 8-6 here in the third set. Rotation by Sutton into the ballgame will be Mackenzie Schlottman. She'll play that right side in the back row. Service from Jordan Atwater. In the middle of the court. She'll send it right to the middle of the backcourt for the Sutton Phillies. Hard, thundering shot. Claire Bergen attacks on the left side. Gets it off the block. Out of bounds it goes. Sutton will get the point. Cut the lead to 1 now. 8-7. Bobcats on top. Claire Bergen. Jump serve. In the middle. Floats this one. Kristen Kolmacher handles it. Set by Madison Coffey. Into the net. Well played by Alyssa Willicott. Off the block, Bobcats will get the serve back, stretch the lead to 2-9-7 is our score. Madison Coffey to serve. The 5'9 senior rears back, pops this one over. Picked up by Claire Bergen on the right side. Hard effort, Jessica Osterhaus swings over to the right side and gets it to drop. And by cutting the angle down the net, gets the point. Sutton cuts the lead now to 1-9-8. Corey Amon with that side step jump serve. Desi Kolmacher there to handle it. Big set. Well put, well placed. Good read. Alyssa Willicott makes a super read for the Bobcats. She'll regain the service and pick up now a two-point lead in the must-win third set. Sutton on top, 2-0. Marky Coffey to serve. 5'5 junior rips this one across. Phillies there to cover. Middle attack off the block and down for the point. Good read. Good defense. Alyssa Willicott, the 5'11 senior Blue Hill Bobcat, gets it to drop. And the lead stretches now to 3. We've got a Sutton timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. Jonathan Trumbull, Rob Osmond, Tyson Rabonic. Neil Bobcats up by 3. Alyssa Willicott clearly stepping up her level of play. 5 kills, 2 blocks in just this set alone. You can tell the Bobcats want it. Marky Coffey will serve it. Sutton covers in the middle. Osterhaus has her shot blocked by Willicott one more time, and this time Sutton will find a way through. Jamie Van Kirk swings over to the left side. Mackenzie Schlottman exits back into the contest. Amanda will now. Sutton to serve, down by 2. Jamie Van Kirk lets it go. Kristen Komacher to Madison Coffey. To Desi Komacher off the block and out of bounds it goes. Vanessa Van Kirk wanted that one to stay in, and it danced right off her arm and out of bounds, and it's a 3-point Bobcat lead. 12-9 here in the third set. Desi Komacher, hard shot, and Amanda Wilnow off the bench wasn't quite prepared for it as it dances down for the eighth serve. Bobcat stretched the lead to 4. Komacher gets it on the left side, brought in and just knocked out of bounds. Amanda Wilnow couldn't get it. Sutton, you got the feeling, wanted to put this behind him and get ready for the district championships. But right now, they're letting this one slip away. Bobcat up by 5. Good play at the net by Sutton. Bobcats were there to cover it. Amon works the left side, gets the roll off the net. Shot from Amanda Will now. Bobcat keep it alive and get it back. And it's Desi Komacher in the middle that gets the kill. Well put, well placed, and a big point for the Bobcats. Lead stretches to 6, 15-9. Kristen Komacher putting some serious serves together. On the left side, one more time, and the Will now gets it. Bobcats there to cover. Desi Komacher licking her chops on the left side, puts too much in it, sends it into the net. Sutton will get it back, down by 5. Jessica Osterhaus to serve. She'll float one across. Kristen Komacher to handle it. In the middle, Desi Komacher rips one down, and the Sutton Phillies can't track it down. Point will go to the Bobcats. It's a 6-point Blue Hill lead. Maggie Coffey serving once again for Blue Hill. She gets the read from Coach Steinkruger. Phillies attack on the right side. Good block. Kept in play. Sutton tries to get it going. Claire Bergen tries to come across her body and rip down the left side. She can't get it. Sutton calls a timeout. Chris Erickson wants to talk about it. We'll take a break. It's a 7-point Bobcat lead. The third set on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including checking, savings, and IRA accounts. Also, personal and auto loans, internet banking, and bill pay. South Central State Bank also has financing for your agricultural needs. South Central State Bank gives its full support to the Blue Hill Bobcats. South Central State Bank, the one place to go. Member FDIC, online at southcentralstate.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Looking for that 20th victory tonight. It would mean advancing to the championship round of the sub-district, but they've got to get past the Sutton Phillies first. Right now, they're up here in the third set by 7, 17-10. Sutton takes the first 2 and can put it away with this win. Good speed, Vanessa Van Kirk. Good pop over on the left side. Amanda will now.
That was Bergen there.
Larry Bergen?
Yep.
Bobcats now working it back. Sutton out of position. It was a high set by Vanessa Van Kirk, and it was recognized too late by Amanda Wilnow that it was hers. And the Bobcats making a 7-point lead one more time. Amanda Wilnow steps out back in the contest. Mackenzie Schlottman. Schlottman, a 5'6 senior, takes that middle position. She'll swing around once Desi Komischer puts this in the play. Off the net. Good roll. Bobcats hit the break. It hit the net. Hubbard right on top of the net, and then rolled down into the Sutton side. And it's an 8-point Bobcat lead, 19-11. Substitution one more time. Schlottman out. Wilnow back in after a quick word with Coach Chris Erickson. Desi Komischer on the right side. Drives this one across in a hurry. Fielding's cover. Tough set in the middle. Knocks out of bounds. Claire Bergen drives it out of bounds. And the Bobcats pulling away now. 20-11. A 9-point Blue Hill lead. Yeah, trying to figure this one out. Desi Komischer rips it across. Wilnow covered by Komischer and the Bobcat. Desi Komischer lets it fly. Wilnow's there. In the middle, Bergen drops in and gets it to go for the point. Bergen tried to do that just one play before and couldn't get it to work for her. This time it drops, and the Phillies cut the lead to 8. Amanda Wilnow to serve. She'll step up, bring this one across. Kristen Komischer. Big set by Maggie Coffey. Working that left side, Marky Coffey goes into that Sutton wall, and the Phillies will get the point. Lead now is 7 in favor of the Bobcats. Wilnow, service. Carey is going to be called on Blue Hill. Sutton will get it back, and the lead now is 6.
Yeah, you remember, Rob, it was Amanda Wilnow who had the 7-point rally to end the very first set the first game. So
we got a timeout on the court. The Bobcats want to talk about it. Up by 6. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Still, Bobcat looking as good the third set as they have all night, but the Phillies are battling their way back down by 6. Amanda Wilnow picks up the service. Kristen Komischer. Maggie Coffey on the right side, driven down hard by Jordan Atwater. Phillies now reload. Soft shot off the left side. Amanda Wilnow got it, but the bounce went way off the Bobcats and way deep and out of bounds. And Sutton now cuts the lead to 5, 20-15. Komischer handles the serve. And on the left side, good play, good read. Claire Bergen anticipated the soft touch and went up and brought it right back down. And the Phillies lead is now, or the Bobcat lead is now 4. Just off the net, covered by the Bobcats. Desi Komischer lets it go. Getting an arm up just in time with Jessica Osterhaus. Bumped over by Sutton. Attack in the middle and down and through. Jordan Atwater comes up big for the Bobcats. Lead now back to 5, 21-16 late in the third set. Atwater's shot goes over. Amon works the left side. Van Kirk on the attack. Bobcats cover, send it across. Amon one more time works that left side. This time it's to perfection. Jamie Van Kirk swings over and gets the point. 21-17. Sutton can win it all if they can come back and take this. Jump serve. Claire Bergen sends it across, covered by Desi Komischer. Big block. Good point. Alyssa Willicott blows her way through the block of the Phillies. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's 22-17. Madison Coffey to serve for the Bobcats. Amon, back set. Hard shot by Osterhaus. Bobcats will be there. They'll send it across free ball. Amon works the left side down the line, and in it goes. Jamie Van Kirk cuts that line right down the line, gets the point. Sutton will not go down. 22-18. It's a four-point Bobcat lead. And Sutton's going to make the Bobcats earn it. Corey Amon, side step, jump, serve. Desi Komacher covers. Pushed over by Madison Coffey. Amon on the left side. Again, soft touch this time. Madison Coffey steps up. In the middle, off the block. Out of bounds it goes, and they're going to give it to Sutton. I thought it was going to be off the block. Alyssa Willicott hit it, but the ball sailed out of bounds. They won't get the call. Sutton will get the point, and it's a three-point Bobcat lead. Amon shuffles it up. This time she moved over to the right side for the jump serve. Bobcat's able to make the adjustment. Amon down the left side. Van Kirk was there. Desi Komacher now responds back with a hard shot. Amon back set into the net. Save by Alyssa Willicott. Out of bounds it goes, and Sutton has cut the lead to two. 22-20, timeout Blue Hill. We'll take a break as well. It's high school volleyball at its best on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Bobcats were up by 9 points at one time. They've watched it slip away. 22-20. Sutton within two, and they have the rally. Amon with the serve. Amon with the set. Played in the middle off the hands of Madison Coffey, and it was too much. Sutton now. 10 of our last 13 points have come from the Phillies. 22-21. Amon can tie it up with his jump serve. Desi Komacher makes a nice play to keep it alive for the Bobcats. Atwater goes into the block. Osterhaus was there to bat it back. Komacher, Desi from the back row gets it to go. 23-21, that's a big point for the Bobcats. They needed the confidence. Marky Coffey, 23-21. Marky Coffey with the serve. Amon works the middle now. Osterhaus off the net. Out of bounds it goes, and Sutton gets it back. 23-22. Third set. It's a must-win for the Bobcats. Winner will play Thursday night right here, and we'll be here with you. Service handled by the Bobcats. Hard shot on the right side. Phillies there to cover. Amon tips it over through the block off the roll from Willicott. Tied at 23. The Bobcats had a 9-point lead, and the Phillies kept battling in. They put the points together to tie it up at 23. Service from Jamie Van Kirk. Bobcats on the left side into the net. Desi Komacher absolutely went deflated. And now it's match point for the Phillies. Jamie Van Kirk handles it. Madison Coffey from the back row, saved by Kristen Komacher. In the middle attack, Osterhaus lets it go out of bounds. Bobcats still alive. Tied at 24. Kristen Komacher with the serve. Sutton has come back from so far to tie it up. Bobcats need to get back that momentum. Quick effort. Nice shot by Desi Carr, by Atwater, excuse me. Keeps it alive for the Bobcats. In the middle, Atwater. Down through the block. Down it goes. Bobcats get it. 25-24. Set point for Blue Hill. Blue Hill led by as many as nine. They watch that lead evaporate. They can put it away right here. Kirsten Tomater lets it go. Amen. The Osterhaus is going to go spinning off the Bobcat. And we are tied at 25.
What a set, Rob.
Hanging in there. This is a battle right here. This is exactly what we expected. Jessica Osterhaus steps up to serve. Picked up by Marky Coffey. Hard shot off the back wall. Bouncer. This ball may never
no
come.
No way.
Sutton.
No way.
Hangs with it. They get it back. Free ball, but the Sutton Phillies get it back. That ball bounced around on top of the ceiling for an eternity. Stop it to play. I think we're going to do this one over with. They're going to call the ball out of bounds. Blue Hill will get the point. That ball bounced around and finally, I guess, tailed out of bounds somehow. I don't know what the call was exactly, but nevertheless.
Unless it hit that back wall, that's the only way they could have called it if it hit that back
wall.
Well,
they ran along the back wall, and I think that's probably what they called. Now we get a point for Sutton. The scoreboard hasn't caught up. Sutton now, this game should be 26-26. And they, now the scoreboard has caught up. Sutton gets the point. We're back in business. Vanessa Van Kirk tied at 26. Vanessa lets it go. Kristen Komacher at the net. Bobcats watch the into the net, and the Phillies will get it. Match point one more time for Sutton, 27-26 to serve. Vanessa Van Kirk, Sutton Philly fans on their feet. Stands are a-moving. Bobcats trying to keep it going. Aiming now for the Phillies, and down it goes, and Claire Bergen could not put it away. The Bobcats get the point. We're tied again at 27. Fun, fun match. Desi Komacher winds up into the net. It goes. Bad service there for the Bobcats. A bad time for it. Match point to serve. Amanda Will now. Bobcats hanging in there. Pushed over and back. Madison Toffey. Amon works the left side. Down it goes. Jamie Van Kirk got the line, got the point, and Sutton has an invitation to the Thursday championship round to play the winner of Thayer Central and Sandy Creek. That game will be coming up next right here on the Braves. We'll be back to wrap up a wild one at Donovan Trumbull High School as the Sutton Phillies take it 3-0 over the Blue Hill Bobcats. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this on our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specialize in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
What a match to recap. Welcome back to our post-game show. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you on the Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE, as we watch the Blue Hill Bobcats volleyball team play their last game of the 2009 season. They are done for the year. Sutton will advance to the championship match Thursday, to play the winner of Sandy Creek and Thayer Central. That game will be coming up. Tyson, we knew that the Sutton-Blue Hill game was going to be a big game. We knew it was going to be a hard-fought match. And if you just look at the first two sets alone, that Sutton was on top and came out victorious. Obviously, they won three sets. But in those first two sets, the Bobcats hung in there until about the 16, 17, 18-point mark. And then they watched the Phillies kind of start to put things together and drift apart. That third set, though, belonged to the Bobcats. I mean, they came out aggressive. They came out firing, getting the points, and built a 9-point lead. And then they watched slowly and surely as the Sutton Phillies buckled down, battled their way back, cut into it, and then ultimately came out in a thriller of a finish, I might add.
Absolutely. One of those things about that, they get up to a 20-11 lead, and then as Sutton starts to climb back into the game, I've noticed this covering a lot of sports, that when they start to climb back into the game, it puts that seed of doubt into their mind. They're like, there's no way they can possibly come back. We got a 9-point lead. How can they do this? All of a sudden, it's more of a mental issue. And I think you saw that, especially out of the night, out of Desi Komacher. She did not have as big a night as we're used to seeing from her. She was missing a lot of things, missing off the sides, hitting stuff into the net. And I think it was a lot of the mental games being played tonight that really allowed Sutton to get in their heads, because they hung with them. Sutton could have easily got down and said, all right, we'll pick it back up on the fourth set. You know, let's get our break. We'll pick it back up on the fourth set. They hung with them. They battled back, and they won that set. And what you said, a thriller of a match.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sutton shows you, you know, they come into the contest 22-3, so you know they're a solid team to begin with. They'd already beaten one of the teams that had come back and beat them. So Sutton, a very solid team. Never once, even when they were down by 9, as that third set started to wind down, and it looked clearly like the Bobcats were going to force this into a fourth set, never once did I see anyone from Sutton let down. I never saw a look of panic. I never saw the adjustment. They made, you know, one small adjustment when they shuffled out Amanda Wilnow and McKenzie Schlottman, but I think that was more of a coach's adjustment and not so much as a result of a panic or anything. I think Chris Erickson just said, hey, look, play it this way. This isn't working. Play it this way. And next thing you know, she's playing so far on that outside on the left side, and things start falling her way, and she starts getting it. I think that's a large part. I think the service, clearly, from Corey Amon set the tone, too. It was a sidestep running jump serve, and for some reason, the Bobcats had a very difficult time defending that. She put several of those quality serves together and gets it.
And another great server on the service was Amanda Wilnow. She was serving that ball, and it would come in low, and by the time Blue Hill popped it up, that ball was right in front of the net for players like Van Kirk and Osterhaus to just slam it home.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some of the key individual stats from Sutton and the Blue Hill matchup here. We're secretly hoping that Coach Chris Erickson will work his way up here, and we'll be able to get a word with them as this Sutton Philly ball club has got it together and is working on firing on all cylinders, and will advance to the championship round. Again, that will come your way on Thursday. We'll bring it to you from right here on The Breeze and KLIQFM.com. So at that note, we will take a quick break and come back and look at some individual statistics. You're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE, and The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including checking, savings, and IRA accounts. Also, personal and auto loans, internet banking, and bill pay. South Central State Bank also has financing for your agricultural needs. South Central State Bank gives its full support to the Blue Hill Bobcats. South Central State Bank, the one place to go. Member FDIC, online at southcentralstate.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. Rob Osmond, Tyson Urbanek with you. Watch the Sutton Phillies bring it in to the Blue Hill Bobcats season. They've got a ticket to get to Thursday's championship game to play the winner of our match coming up here, and they owe it largely in part to a lot of the girls that Tyson is about ready to tell us about and some solid numbers put together by the Sutton Philly Ball Club.
That's right, Rob. Starting with Jessica Osterhaus, she had put up 12 kills. She was just so tall, dominating at the line tonight. Put us up 12 kills. She had 1 ace, 2 blocks. Then we move over to Claire Bergen. She puts up 13 kills to assist the Phillies in the win. And then Jamie Van Kirk, she had 11 kills and 1 ace as well. So those are the big numbers for the Sutton Phillies. And then you look at the Blue Hill side, and it's a shame that this team had to go down like they did and such a heartbreaking loss. But Alyssa Willicott and Desi Komacher tonight both combined for 10 kills apiece, putting up 20 kills tonight. Willicott puts up 3 blocks as well, and Komacher, she had 2 ace serves. So, like I said, you know, it's kind of a heartbreaking loss to Blue Hill, but still, it's an outstanding performance.
Absolutely. You cannot take anything away from the Blue Hill Bobcats. I mean, anytime you in C2 that you can win 19 games or 19 matches, you against those opponents, you put together a pretty good season. So they did a super job. So hats off to Cindy Steinkruger and the Blue Hill Bobcats for an outstanding volleyball season. They did a super job. It was fun to be able to sit and call their matches. They really put on a thrill, and they went out in style here in this last match, by my opinion. By the way, we're not done with Blue Hill, by the way, because you and I will be at the Blue Hill Bobcat football game against the Sutherland Sailors tomorrow night right here on the Breeze. Just to throw a little plug on that one. That game is going to be a big one. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll set the stage for our next matchup. It's the Thayer Central Titans and the Sandy Creek Cougars coming up next. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQ.FM.com.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy, disappointment, confusion, shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Donovan Trumbull High School. Rob Austin with you. A beautiful gym here in Donovan. The gracious host, Dan Shuffelbein, opening the red carpet for us out here, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals red carpet.